Tal Zwecker from Ramat Beit Shemesh says the following, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. Is it forbidden to study secular philosophy that discusses God in the bathroom? Is it permitted to make Kiddush or any blessing in front of one's mother if she does not and will not cover her hair? Is there a difference if the person is a Baal Tshuva and it would be a Shalom Bayis issue? Does closing the eyes help? Also, what about a divorced woman? Okay, first of all, studying secular philosophy that discusses God, it depends. First of all, if the philosophy is in accordance with Torah philosophy, then it could be that that in itself is Torah. Well, certainly to mention God's name in the bathroom is not proper. If it's secular philosophy that is at odds with the Torah, it could be you're not allowed to study it at all, in the bathroom or out of the bathroom. As far as making Kiddush or any blessing in front of one's mother, if she doesn't cover her hair, even in front of one's mother or one's own wife, one is not allowed to make a blessing if a tefach of the parts of her body that have to be covered are uncovered, and the hair is part of the body that has to be covered. However, the Chazon Ish holds that when it comes to this kind of erva, it helps to close one's eyes or to look downward, even better, to turn your body away so it's not in your line of sight. But if that's impossible, then just closing your eyes or even putting your eyes down and not looking at the hair would be enough. Also, a divorced woman is even more lenient because Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's not clear whether a divorced woman has to cover her hair altogether. However, even in such a situation, it'd be better to close your eyes, or if that's impossible because of Shalom Bayis, to look down and not look at your mother's hair when you make the bracha.